My colleague Brian Lally recently came across a photograph on Twitter, or rather, a juxtaposition of two photographs taken 20 years apart. They're of the Ballyvarry River, a few miles outside Castlebar. Environmental scientist Martin McGarrigal took both photographs and he met Brian Lally recently at the river on a splendid sunny Mayo day.
We're about 10 kilometres downstream of Castlebar, Castlebar town, and Ballyvarry is just to our right, maybe, I don't know, 500 metres. So we're maybe 10 kilometres upstream of Loch Cullen, which then flows into the Moy River and out at Ballina into Killala Bay at the end.
And Martin, the reason I'm standing here on the side of this beautiful river with you is that I saw some pictures on Twitter not so long ago, and they were about 20 years apart. Tell me about the pictures that you put up on Twitter.
The first one was one that I took in, I think it was 1995, when the river was in poor condition. It had a lot of algae in it. It was very enriched because there was no... it was a lot of nutrients coming out of the sewage works in Castlebar. Actually, there's about 10 tonnes of phosphorus flowing down into Loch Cullen, causing problems down there. But it goes back even further. In the 80s and prior to that, there was no sewage works. In the early 80s, the first sewage works went in. But before that, it was blood and guts, literally.
Bacon factory, of course.
Yeah, animal intestines, blood. One of my first sample in this river, I had blood on my boots at the end of it. I was working for Unforest Forbath at the time. The anglers would have been up in arms. I mean, the angling correspond to the Irish Times. They used to rage about it a year. Yeah. So that they put in a proper treatment plant first, but didn't have phosphorus removal. The result was you get this huge bloom or growth of algae, long filamentous algae, could be 5 or 6 metres long. Wow. The Twitter photograph we put up shows that on the just downstream of where we
are. And not only was it kind of congested, but it almost constricted the river into a very tiny stream at one side with all the water you could see.
What happens with the algae thing was that at night time, the algae suck the oxygen out of the water and you get fish kills. So it was quite common across Ireland. You get nighttime fish kills because the oxygen levels... We did a lot of modelling of oxygen, in rivers at day versus night. You could have 200% saturation in the day and it could go down to 30% at night time. Here in the Castlebar, when it was really bad, I think it was regularly under 50%. And now the Water Framework Directive says 80% is the minimum that you can go to. And on the other side of it, you can't go over 120% because if it's high in the daytime, it's a sign that it'll go down at night. The phosphorus removal went in and nearly like magic, the river improved quite a bit. For the first time in 2016, actually, it's not that long ago, the quality reached good status. Yeah. So it's relatively recent that all of the bits, and you have to do all of the bits. You have to stop the storm overflows. You have to put in the nutrient removal, the phosphorus removal, particularly in freshwater. Like some of the marine ones now would have nitrogen would be the key issue. Once you do it all, it's back to... And then, okay, there was fishery enhancements done as well.
And is it a chemical fix, or is it a physical fix, or is it a sieve system, or is it something?
In the treatment plant, they usually use a ferric compound that binds the phosphate. And you can read actually for any of the sewage works in the country, any of the big ones. There's an annual environmental report published every year. And it's on the EPA's website, so you can read the details. So I was just looking at the Castlebar one there. I think the phosphate level at the moment is about 0.18 of a milligram, which was unheard of 20, 30 years ago.
Gary Smith, you're involved in the Moy Trust, not a gazillion miles away from where we are right now on the N5. What does it mean to you to see the river like this, to see it in full flow and also extremely clean?
Well, I suppose the rivers fill, the salmon and the trout run up into the spawning streams. It's life regenerating itself. To see the river has rehabilitated itself through the work of a couple of agencies in our catchment area. It's empowering because it makes you believe that you can bring about change.
It was a choked up little stream, wasn't it, with loads of gunk in the water.
Yeah, I suppose Castlebar is very nearby, and that's, of course, our largest urban centre in the county. The treatment plant was discharging into the river, as well as the pressures from, we'll say, farming and things like that. And the water, I suppose, was being over-enriched. And the treatment plant, there was a solution devised, and it's really made a huge difference because they've started to remove, I think, the phosphates and things like that. the west of Ireland really is fortunate in one sense because it's been underdeveloped to date, and that has kind of not led to overpollution. We still have a resource here that's got huge biodiversity. You know, the fishing is one thing, and it's all very marketable in today's world, and people from all over the world are anxious to come and visit it, and we need to sell that story. The new Water Framework Directive, it labels catchments as a single entity. If we affect one part of our catchment, it has effects on the other part, and we need to all work together. Traditionally, fisheries would have introduced gravel into certain areas upstream. That doesn't always benefit the river because it may block other things downstream. If you do work upstream, you may create siltation, which blocks bed downstream. So it's all joined up, and we're educating ourselves day by day and learning how to do things in a more, environmentally friendly manner.
The first element of the solution is always the treatment and the treatment plant. Everything flows, no pun intended, from that.
There's two main types of pollution in the country. There's the point, what we call the point source, which is sewage works and you know, discharges from, say, big industrial factories or whatever, there where there's a pipe and a discharge. Yeah. And then the other type is the diffuse stuff, which is probably more problematic as it's running off the land in wet weather. There's other things as well, like there's pesticides and things that are some. There's one particularly nasty compound used for sheep and forestry that has wiped a lot of the insect life in some of the Donegal rivers, for example. Now it's quite a serious issue there.
Some sort of mange mite has a secondary effect.
Cypermethrin, it's in the modern. Now it is on a list to be banned, so we'll see what happens there. But certainly, when they do ban these chemicals, you see an improvement pretty quickly. Yeah, I've seen improvements. One of the first ones was Loch Ennell downstream of Mullingar. It was green, it was pea soupy in the 70s. Even we had satellite images of it, you couldn't see it in the green band. Whereas Loch Oole up the road, you could. So we actually got into remote sensing because of that. You know, we used satellites for looking at lakes. But that's fixed. That was fixed within about 18 months after they put in the phosphorus removal. Loch Ennell recovered really well. So we can actually have an effect. And the other thing, the soil phosphorus thing, for example, that's definitely, it's much, much better now than it was 20 years ago. So we are seeing improvements, but this new stuff coming all the time, like the microplastic, for example, and that cypermethrin thing, you just have to keep your eye on the ball, you know. And we use, like, the monitoring, we use the insects and various other invertebrates to tell us what's happening. Yeah. Like, some of them are really sensitive to pollution, and others are quite tolerant. We can say whether, you know, what's been happening, and usually because they have longish, you know, maybe 1 year or 2 year life cycle. If you get a very sensitive species that's there, you know that it's been good for the last 9 months, 2 years, depending on the species. So that's a kind of a key, and that's used right across Europe. Yeah. Well, various methods, but we're all intercalibrated.
So millions of little assistants out there.
The guys that are in this river now are much better than they were 30, 40 years ago. There's no comparison. Like, this is, you know, it was a sewer, basically.
Well, congratulations to them. And congratulations to you. And let's hope that other local authorities and other catchment areas, to use Gary's phrase, join in, because on a day like today, I can think of no place better to be.
I think the Law Corps thing is really important, because they're right around the country now setting up local community groups like Gary's. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Martin McGarrigle and Gary Smits with Brian Lally on the Ballyvarry River.